Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, right about now.
Right about now.
Just that. You know, you just want to unwind a bit. Wrong man on. Or you put your turn up on. Whatever it is you do. But you know us.
Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones, and we are live with the dopest in the world. Underground artists who own a grind, entrepreneurs who getting this money out here in these streets. And we are live with UNG, the duo that's changing the game with the new hit single, Wood Grain Gripping, featuring Jamie. What's going on, brothers?
What's good? What's good?
Good.
Man, good to hear y'all voices again.
Oh yeah, man. Glad to have us back, man. Sure appreciate that.
Word, man, word. So shout out to Shreveport, Louisiana, first off. How's the weather down there?
it's a little moderate right now. Not too heavy right now.
Okay. Is that weather to get out there and wipe the car down or what?
Well, we can wipe it down, but we actually hit you from two locations right now because we currently also in Minnesota as well.
Oh, okay.
And
it's snowing and cold up.
Yeah, man. Out here in the Chi-Town, dude, we just got hit like 40 below, so... Yeah, ain't no parking lot pimping going on now.
No, not right now.
Oh, no. There's none of that going on right now.
All right, so for those who don't know, man, y'all just dropped this new joint. It's simmering with Southern Soul. It's Wood Grain Gripping. How did this come together?
You
want to
go ahead and take that one right there, Script?
Well, basically, shout out to Crooked Dangerous Productions for the track. We were basically, you know, the way we look at music, you know, we went from, you know, you hear Hold Up, you know, we had an upbeat New Orleans bounce feel, but we wanted to do something that, like, hey, let's take it back. Let's give them that old feel. Let's give them that real Southern feel with a twist to it. So...
Right.
The track, we got the track, of course, like I said, and we were like, nah. So we went to do the lyrics, you know, engineer it, and Luke was like, man, let's chop it while we're doing the verses. So, all right, no doubt. Hey, let's roll with it. Let's go. Let's do it. Shout out to the Chop the Screw Network. Shout out to Mike 5000 watching the whole Switching House moving out of Texas, Houston, Texas, stand up. You know, hey,
right.
The magic was born.
Right, man. That's the music you grow up on, right there. That soulful, hip hop music. That slab slammer, tipping on fofos.
Right,
that
basically playing
that Swisher House swap. Clubhouse that was the era too. Like
yeah.
when Slim Thugger and Mike Jones.
Yeah, Mike Jones, him, yeah.
Man, I feel all
what
that.
We was vibing on. You said it right there. Yeah, that's what we was vibing on. You know what I'm saying? And it was the studio feel. So just basically paying homage. You know what I'm saying? Never forgetting. You know what we came up off of, and you know what we surrounded by daily in the South. You know, that's a tradition that's gonna forever be there. That type of lifestyle, that type of living, so the music fits perfectly with it.
Hmm. Take me back to, like, the inspiration behind the song, because I know what it's about, you know what it's about, but has any personal experiences through these nice summers of riding and chilling out, can you think back to any point in your life that kind of was inspiration for you writing the song?
You want to take it out first, Loopy?
For us, you know, it's personal because we come from the South, you know, and like I said, that's a daily lifestyle, it's a tradition. So the experience is just basically waking up and going out, hanging out with the fellas or with the ladies and just, you know, that type of lifestyle, because the weather, we got good weather in the South, you know what I'm saying? And so you always got a chance to be out parking lot pimping or on the block or at the clubs. And when it's time to go out to the club, you know, everybody getting their hair done, they getting them fresh clothes on, they putting them jewels on. They're pulling out them cars, you know what I'm saying? And in the South, no matter what, we got some bang in the trunk, you know what I'm saying? No matter what we driving, we got some bang in the trunk, you know what I'm saying? We got them rims on up, you know? So it's always hanging out, everybody trying to see who needs it, could be the loudest, who got the flyest car, you know? The club popping on the inside, but it's popping outside in the parking lot too. So that was just an experience for me personally. It's an everyday lifestyle, you know.
And
so,
then
you know,
I'll say for me,
you know,
go ahead.
Oh, no. I want to hear what you got to say about it.
Well, I say just for me, you know, I used to, I brought it back now to write it to now, but, you know, back in the gap, I used to have, like, Cutlass Supreme. Now, I'll never forget, you know, I painted the Midnight Black with the silver flakes in it, had the rims, you know, whole interior, wood grained out. Had the 212s in the trunk, and, you know, I'll never forget, and I said it, you know, I was in a different car, and it's a different time, but I never forget, I was riding through the city one night, you know, I ain't saying I had the styrofoam in my lap, I'm not going to say that, because I'm underage, but I'm riding through the city, and, you know, I seen different things going on in the city as I'm riding, like, I'm like, man. And, you know, it put a perspective, though, you know, I'm riding, I'm deep, sitting on my rims. You know, I got my windows at half mast, so, you know, I'm peeping over the window, but you can't directly see into the car. And like I said, for me, it was that one particular ride, I just hit the whole city and just saw so many different things, even like, like from, you know, ordinary hood stuff to, like, stuff police was doing. And I'm like, man, that's a trip to just see this all in one day. And man, and I knew then that was that moment. And then, like I said, years later, we go to write. It was just like I was living that and writing it, but writing it now.
Wow. I mean, it's definitely a song that anybody, any hood across America can relate to, from the old school hip hoppers to the new age. And you even introduced a new artist that I haven't heard on any of your other songs, Homeboy Jamie. How did y'all connect with him?
Well, actually, Jamie is like in the city. He's a legend as well. You know, shout out to Jamie. Used to be Jamie the Rockstar, but now just Jamie. And basically, one of our producers, also where our engineer, shout out to DJ Beats. You know, he said, man, I know somebody that, like, really sound good on this song. And he said, Jamie, he said, you know, Jamie, I'm like, man, yeah, we know Jamie. So, you know, right then, you know, this new age technology, I was already friends with him on the book. We both were. So I just hit him up on the book. And I said, hey, man, Trey, check this out. I got this song. And I know, you know, he shouts out. He moves around through the Texas area as well with his music. He said, man, I got this song I love you to be on. So I sent it to him. He's like, hey, man, when y'all need it, when y'all want it, you ain't got to say no more. Just tell me when you want it. So even before me and Lupe could go back in and rework it, he quickly came and dropped his verse.
Right. So right. He had that feel. He had that vibe, you know. And he fit perfectly right on up in there with that song, with that track. It was no problem. He came and laid that down quick, instantly.
Right, right.
Hey, Lupe. Do me a favor, Luke. Go ahead and introduce the song. We're going to give them a little taste of what Grand Gripping and come right back and talk more about UNG.
Okay. Shout out. You got Undeniable G1 on the line, and we're dropping our brand new single, Wood Grain Gripping, featuring.
Let's go.
Me.
Yeah, while we mob and do the dirty, you feel me? This how we do it. Gripping wood, grain, baby.
Jungle, it gets dangerous. People waking up angry, smoking, cussing, and drinking. Tripping full of that liquor, you already know what's next. No fist fights, it's just topping. No handguns, it's number choppers. My problem is probably something that never ceases. Haters, they wanna hate me, wanna be me, they can't see me. Your Machiavelli ideas, I promise to show no fear. Have mercy on no one here, I just shed it my last tear. Now it's time to apply the pressure. Lay you out on a stretcher. Body missing from neck up. Funeral home, no dresser. Speak it just how we live it. UNG, we the realest. Running over whoever out here claiming that they better. Big fella, we buy whatever. We touch you on any level. From hustling, pimping, and macking. Pissing, packing, and jacking. Believe me, we keep it cracking. Your haters is non-factor. Don't wanna see us in action. My city gets something drastic.
When I bout that, anything you want, rockstar, gon' get that clean black thing with the flat screen lit. 7 days a week, I ride glass with the throw, yeah, the good with the wide. Just wanna open my roof and take up the deuce and life's great, stay by my cat. Flash, they wet like swimming pools, laughing at boys on 22s. No disrespect to them 22s, but those 22s, the new 20s, fool. Just bought a leg when the cops are foes. Clap 2 times, unlock the doors. Pecan tan on stop and goes like Leroy Green Trunk got the gold. Bite my dough, slash, bite the blow. Bite the blow, slash, bite my dough. Raise the roof and drop it slow. Dominate now, elevate. Linking trucks on floating eights. Me and BJ gon' navigate, cause we navigate on floating eights. Bending corners and folding bread. Riding blades and rolling red. Hood cash, wood dance, goddamn. Haters said, I ride big in a major way. Chevy got more coast than a blazing eight. I'm a blazing eight in a 78. Chevrolet, I call it major. Through, slowly grab the styrofoam and slip. Pray the angels watch over me.
That right there.
Yes, sir.
That right
sir,
there,
that's
bro.
That's business right there.
Oh. All right, so that right there
that
was undeniably genuine. The homeboy Scripture, the homeboy Loopy, and the homeboy Jamie. Just put it down on Wood Grain Gripping. Go and get that now, SoundCloud. It's everywhere out there. Of course, you can go to the website, which is itsungmusic.com. Hit them up on IG.
Actually,
put all that.
One quick more thing with that. You can actually get the pre-sale order in at www.suprememusic2000.com. Again, that's www.suprememusic2000.com. And shout out to the label, Supreme Music. Supreme 2000 Music.
Supreme Music. Studio Music, you know.
You heard it here. SupremeMusic.com. Get the pre-sale. All right. Now, man, Joe, y'all do all kinds of genres and, like, y'all got it all. Like, undeniably genuine. Y'all can go from world music, Afro pop. You can do, R&B songs if you want. Like, y'all got a whole plethora of hip hop. But man, y'all do it all so well. What's your favorite style of hip hop that you all put together?
That's a good one there. The favorite style of hip hop. I don't know. We just love music, to be honest with you. We love music. We poets, you know. So, I don't know. It's kind of hard to say on what's the hardest. I mean, you know, what's the best one. What you think, Script, you know? What you think that favor us the most far as that? Because that's a very good question, because we do touch on different styles of music.
Right, right. I think really it's the creative, truthfully, of it all. It's the point that it's we let the music take us. Like, you know, when you submit us a track, you can submit us 8 different tracks. The thing about us creatively as a force, we take on those 8 tracks. Like, we like, okay, let's make these 8 tracks us. If you send one, let's make this track us. So when you hear it, again, going back to the name Undeniably Genuine, you like, okay, hey, man, that's them. They made that them. Like, I just heard them over here. You just heard Wood Grain Gripping. But then
right.
You may hear us some months down the road or, you know, on a soundtrack. And like, man, did they just pull out an Afrobeat song? And like, I mean, it ain't an Afrobeat and, oh, they just threw them on there. Like, no. It's we try to make that song our own. Like, we put our own identity mark on our own brand, our sound,
right.
To the music.
And that's your brand, Undeniably Genuine.
Right, right.
That's the meaning behind that name.
Love to get involved.
All right. So the reason why I asked that question is because I know you got, you know, you got different sounds out there, like Total Access. You got Hold Up, you know, as a single. And now you got the songs that we just played. We got Slow Your Roll and we got Wood Grain. Would those songs be on any particular project that we should look for in the future, like Wood Grain, Slow Your Roll, like any kind of album?
Actually, yes, it is. That album is going to be titled Uninvited No More. And we're going to show off this go round more of the urban side of Undeniably Genuine.
Right.
Again, it's going to be a big jump from Total Access. It's going to be a climb up the ladder from Total Access. You know, Total Access, we gave them more of our hip-hop pop side on Total Access. And like Script said, with this Uninvited No More project, it's a more personal project to us. So we're going to, you know, stick in the little urban area for a while, the roots of where we come from.
Yeah.
So that's of course, dropping
Louisiana.
Right. That Louisiana, I just want to say Louisiana, but that southern feel with, of course, elements. That's what we say with elements of the East Coast, West Coast, even North, hip-hop feel or rap feel. You know, so along with Total Access and Switches to Uninvited No More, we also dropping, like I said, Disco Round on Supreme Music 2000.
Okay. So that brings me to my last question is about the future for Undeniably Genuine. What we should look for, if there's anything on the horizon, whether it's events or any big plans you have. And, of course, how you all connected with Supreme Music and that whole situation.
Maybe you want to start it off?
Well, as far as us in the future, continue to hear more and more projects from us as we continue to, you know, to build and grow and try to reach out more in our music and things like that. And just in all, look for more business aspects coming from us and things like that. We're trying to really reach out more with other artists, get involved and things like that. We do have a plan to bring more artists together, you know, because we're all in the same business. And, you know, and things like that, it don't always have to be about a competition thing and, you know, your group against my group or whatnot. So it's just trying to collaborate with more artists, man, and just get more creative and things like that. You know, right. We're trying to touch into film, movies, all of that. We're trying to put Undeniably Genuine anywhere the puzzle fits, you know.
And so then, like I said, the Switch, shout out to our management team, MHG Music Group, Chuck Harrison and Jonathan Mitchell. We are...
Shout out MHG.
So they pretty much set us up with the situation to go to Supreme Music 2000. And, you know, definitely more freedom, more wiggle room. And with that connection came the awesome Sugo Music Group behind it, back in the project. So we pretty much, like I said, but with this album, to say, hey, we're going to do Supreme Music, we're going to showcase our urban side and building on what my partner said, expanding through more different projects, bringing out more artists. And, you know, also, even though we're getting ready to drop this album, actually starting to prepare for our third album. Events-wise, we will be at the Mardi Gras in Lafayette for March. And, of course, you can definitely catch us at the South by Southwest. Shout out to the Grinding Crew, Hoover Hog Entertainment, and Venus Rose Productions. And they're basically hooking us up with that, so shout out to them again. Shout out Hoover Hog, the Grinding Crew, and again, Venus Rose. And, you know, it's just all click-crack together. So, you know, I say we're kicking off our 2019 with a bang from Mardi Gras to South by Southwest and a few more places.
I like a good year, bro.
Follows, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's going to be a great year, man. It's going to be a great year.
I like it's shaping up. And I'm a fan, so, man, I really appreciate y'all talking with me again, sharing the music with everybody. Wood Grain Gripping featuring Jamie is out there right now on SoundCloud. Make sure you support great music and support good artists who actually trying to feed the mind, soul, and the body. Whether you in your car, you at the gym, you at your job, they got something for everybody. So definitely support. And hats off to you guys, man. Once again,
thank you, man. Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you. Definitely thank you, man. Thank you for having us on. You know,
yeah. Hit them with your Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that.
Facebook UNG16, Instagram UNG_UndeniablyGenuine, Twitter UndeniablyGenuine. Then I got to shout out, if you want to get those pre-sales one more time, SupremeMusic2000.com. Again, that's SupremeMusic2000.com. Get your pre-order in. Also, leading to that, get your own pre-order your copy of Wood Grain Gripping featuring Jamie and Loopy. You can also catch us on the regular through the...
Yeah, catch us, catch catch us anytime, you know, throughout the day. You could always stop by www.itsungmusic.com, www.bigfellarecordsusa.com. You could also catch us on SupremeMusic2000.com. You can catch us MAGMusicGroup.net. So we're around, you know. You can catch us anywhere on the Instagram at BigFellaRecordsUSA. Instagram catches UNG _ Instagram, Twitter.
And of course, if you are listening
catches,
to this now,
Reverb Nation.
Right.
Everywhere. If you are listening to this now, that means that you have access to all of the links, all of the on the blog posts. You will have all of the links. So just click on one of them, and you're gonna get something special. All
right.
So,
right,
man,
right.
It's another dope episode.
Right, definitely.
Another dope episode. The Dope News Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. I am your host, Carl BFM Jones. Make sure you, if you haven't already had a chance, at USA Blog Network. Until next time, y'all, man, just support great music, man. People who are on the grind doing it, like these brothers right here. I'm going to holler at y'all offline, man.
All right, bet. No doubt, no doubt.
All right, shout out to USA Blog.
Shout out.
Yes, sir. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, while we mob and do the dirty, dirty, you feel me? This how we do it. Ripping with Trey Manny Block.
Living in this concrete jungle, it gets dangerous. People waking up angry, smoking, cussing, and drinking. Tripping full of that liquor, you already know what's next. No fist fights, it's just topping. No handguns, it's number choppers. My problem is probably something that never ceases. Haters, they wanna hate me, wanna be me, they can't see me. I'm Machiavelli, I promise to